Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sandy Bob Show. This is August 13th, and we have a very, very interesting and special show today with very, very special guests that are going to bring you up to date on what's happening on planet Earth and within our galaxy and other areas. People that really have insight into what's going on. We have people that have are stepping up and are going to be sharing their contact and information. But as I always start my shows, I want to remind everyone to sing New You for 15 minutes in the morning and again 15 minutes at night just before you go to bed, and ask the real guides to remove your tap lines and show you what is real. The way you sing New You is you sing it, and it, you can sing it any way you want, but the way I sing it goes something like this. New you. And you do that for 15 minutes or more if you want. And ask the real guys, like Reb Zartarz, there's a whole bunch of them, and ask them to show you what is real. And they will start opening your eyes and showing you that everybody buys into illusions, and they will help remove the illusions that you've formed around yourself and help make you more aware of true reality rather than the illusion that you've formed for yourself. Even though you may not think you have an illusion, most people form illusions and are totally unaware of it, and the real guides will break that open to where you can see. I see we've got a bunch more guests joining in the program. All right, today we have a couple very special guests, and I have Val online. And Val, could you give all our listeners a little bit of background on the people that you have contacted and are going to be joining our show, and a little bit about their background, and then we can get started. Go ahead, Val.
Thank you, Bob. This is Val, actually Dean Val, a.k.a. Dean Val, and I'm from Huntington Beach, California. And we're with the new presentation, and we're doing humanitarian worldwide projects. Namely, the main focus right now are the rainforests in Mexico, Baja, Mexico. And these will demonstrate how self-sustaining communities can be created and to offset what's going on with the controllers. And I'm sure, Bob, you know about the controllers and the elites and the cabal and all these nefarious groups that are trying to actually destroy the earth. So we're doing our part. It's actually a public service to the planet to offset what's going on. And part of this, what we're doing is educating people and informing them, sharing what we're doing and sharing what's going on with the planet. And we found a couple of courageous aliens, actually. They're from another planet, believe it or not. And I'm sure the listeners do believe or do see what's going on with the off-planet creatures, beings. And we've got a couple of them here today. One is the Visitor, which he was on your show last time. And then he has a friend, an alien whistleblower too, that he found somewhere out there in space, and he's going to come forth too and share what he has, knowledge that he has. So it's going to be a good show, the Visitor and this other fellow that the Visitor will introduce later on. So it should be good, Bob.
Well, that sounds really exciting. And last night, I should tell our listeners, Sandy and I sat here at home and we rewatched the movie recommended by Claudia called Jupiter Ascending. And this movie looks like it's really a high-tech sci-fi movie, a far-out movie of something that's going to happen in the future, like maybe in the year 3000 or whatever. But in reality, the movie is explaining what's going on in our solar system at this very moment. Everything in that movie, all the science that's shown, the ability to travel through wormholes, the portals, the advanced spacecraft they have, the fact they have cities on other planets and moons within our own solar system, is all true. Everything in that movie shows a representation of what's happening in our reality at this time. It's not all make-believe. I would say probably 90% of that movie reveals exactly what's going on, and probably perhaps one of the most important things this movie portrays is how the Earth planet has reached a level of population where the reptilians are ready to harvest the planet. They are going to harvest humans, and that's brought out in the movie. And whenever they have planets all over the place, many star systems have planets where they breed humans, and then when the planet gets full, they harvest that planet, and the byproducts are extremely valuable throughout the galaxies. And that's reality. I hate to say it. It may sound science fiction, but it's the real deal. And people need to wake up, watch the movie, and realize it's all true. The other things portrayed in the movie are the ability to do things. They can do events, and then they can change timelines. Now, most people don't understand that it's possible to change timelines. You can put on a whole big event, and then you can go back later on and erase that event to where there is no evidence that event ever even took place in the first place. So with that background, I just thought I'd share that with everybody because it shows so much of the reality of what's happening on this planet. And my understanding right now is our planet is being ruled by reptilians, and they want to harvest this planet now, and it is so valuable they do not want to give it up. They're ready to wipe out the human race, and there are some beings out there that are fighting for our survival. As we talked about before, tomorrow night they have an ex-NASA employee that's going to talk about how he's meeting with a group of Pleiadians that are fighting for the survival of planet Earth. And Val, you've brought in visitors that can add to this and give us an update of what's really going on this planet. So, Val, go ahead, please.
Yes, Bob. This is these are two of my associations here. One is the visitor, and then the visitor will introduce his friend, who is also an alien. So let me bring in the visitor here. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Thank you. Welcome to my show. And I really appreciate you coming on and being willing to risk your life to come on and share the knowledge that you have. I know we're kind of in a war zone here on planet Earth with the reptilians trying to destroy us and other people trying to help us. And I know you're putting your life on the line for coming on board. And thank you for sharing what you have to say. And please go ahead.
My life means nothing, Bob, if I can help the planet wake up. Now, Bob, as you remember from last time, I come from a planet that the reptilians have destroyed. Right now, I come from deep, dark space, because I have no home. But I am here on Earth to help people wake up to what they think they know to what is unknown. Now, this is a deep, dark secret, but people have invested in their ideas and their thinking that they think they know what the reality is, but actually what they know is not reality. And what they don't know is more like it, what it is, its reality is. So it is very simple, although it sounds profound, but actually it's very simple. Now, what I'm here to do is just to help people to help themselves to see that they must break up to clean air, clean water, and clean food. They must get back to understanding that these basics of survival is a start for them to wake up. Very simple. And there are some of us from other planets, like you mentioned here, these Pleiadians, which I'm very familiar with, that are doing something or supposedly doing something. We don't know yet. We'll see what they demonstrate. But they will come and help humans to make sense of their lives. Because, Bob, you see, this planet Earth does not make sense. It really doesn't. What people are doing, especially politicians, and even scientists and educators, and anybody who is popular, basically, they don't make sense of what is going on. The indigenous peoples, the primitives, now, they are more in line with what makes sense because they did not destroy their food, water, and air. This is basic, Bob. This is basic survival. We must start somewhere with these humans. And I know you are human, Bob, but you're waking up to what is going on. So I do appreciate you and your show and what you are doing for the planet. You may not know it, Bob, but you are doing much. You are doing very much because we see it on the real side. And, Bob, it's not only the humans, but it is the aliens, too. They are watching. They are watching what is going on the real side in other dimensions. And they appreciate what is happening with you and your group, the New Presentation Foundation, Worldwide Educators, Rainforest. They do watch and they do appreciate this. Now, I did locate another alien fellow, and he's not given me much or many informations about who he is, where he's from, but he is willing to come out, to whistleblow, to share what is in his information, what is going on. So let me bring him in here as well. And my friend, are you there?
Hi, the visitor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do appreciate your willingness and courageousness to come to this show because this show is broadcast to millions of humans. So thank you. You tell us, please, who you are, where you come from, a little bit, please.
Oh, yeah. No worries. It's fine. I'm you can just call me Mr. Blue or Bluey. I come from, it doesn't really matter, because I change my form and my timeline whenever I feel like. So you just call me Bluey, and I'll just say that I'm in the form of a little blue smurf right now. And yeah, nice to be here. I've been helping you guys out from the real side and working around the different timelines. You know, with the the fairies and the gnomes and the smurfs and all these other cool little things. And so we've been helping you guys out because we see what makes sense. And I sing the new you. And there's a lot going on out there in the different levels of creation. But we don't really need them all anymore. We can just kind of bring it all down into to the earth and the physical realm and just have kind of one level, bring them all together and do what makes sense and support what supports us. So it's great to listen to you guys, and I thought I'd change my voice here to make it a bit more kind of lighter because my friend the visitor here has got a deep voice, like a bit like a scary Russian. So I thought I'd mix it up and yeah, it's good to be here. I've been around in different timelines, you know, so it's good to be back here with you guys. And it's a nice day. Sun is shining, so yeah, I'm up in the clouds above the clouds and the sunshine. And yeah, I don't know, what did you have any questions for me, the visitor or Mr. Bob?
Thank you, Louis.
I do.
Louis. Go, Bob.
I have a question that probably a bunch of our listeners are wondering about. You made reference to the real side. Now, you know, we have millions of new listeners listening to the show that probably have never heard that term before. Could you go into a little more detail and explain what you mean by the real side?
Okay, yeah, sure. So the real side, well, all words, for a start, is just a reference, you know? So what's it referring to? So real is a reference to what's real, like the isness life is. You got to recognize it. You got to recognize what's real, you know? So the real side is the side of life that's more real, you know, because the real, you know, the isness is invisible. But, you know, there's this real side of what's going on that most people don't see. They just see the physical side or the side they want to see, which is not really what's going on. So on the real side, you can see what's really going on, the other dimensions, the other level, you know. So, yeah, on the real side, when you can see it here and now with your real awareness, you know. But if you really want to, you can see it when you're asleep too, and different people can see it in different ways. And so, yeah, well, the real side of what's going on here is like what you're talking about at the start, Mr. Bob. How there's this alien, you know, galactic stuff going on that people don't even know about. Like trading of human slaves and other races. You know, they're trading gold and all sorts and mining stuff from other planets, destroying things. And there's a big agreement to demise, you know, like, for example, people's unconscious agreement is pretty much for everything to just be destroyed and absorbed into a black hole, and they don't even recognize it. So on the real side, it shows up, you know.
So what you're saying is, like, I know that, you know, since on this planet we've kind of been brainwashed, or I'm not sure that's the right term, but we've been brought up into a system that has been planned for tens or maybe even hundred thousands of years ago, and we're brought up to think that life is what we see, and we form our own ideas of what life might be beyond what we have here. We form our own ideas, and we form our, what I would call, illusions that we develop for ourselves to make life more palatable, make life more tolerable to live, because the options we have is like go to heaven or go to hell or whatever. We're brought up with these ideas, and we web a tapestry around what we've been taught, but we have no way of knowing if what we have imagined in our minds is real. And it's very possible that we could paint ourselves into a corner of illusion and falsehood that has no real meaning in real life. It's just like we made a painting that has no reality. But you say on the real side, all that falseness, all that illusion is washed away, and you see clearly life is exactly the way it really is. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Where is Bluey? Where is Bluey? But Bob.
Sorry, I had some technical difficulties with the technology, but yeah, you know, what you said, Bob, is that there's no way of knowing what's real, but there is. You just got to decide that you want to see it and then take time to figure it out. And you know, there's this cool thing that you all know about called the new you. It's the new you, new sound, and comes from the true reality life is, the real, you know. So when you start singing the song and paying attention to what life is, life will keep showing you more of what it is. And then you just keep paying attention and recognizing what it's showing you. And it's real fun. It's a real adventure. And so yeah, like some people, for example, they'll see what you're talking about with the reptilians on the real side and how they're controlling people and they want to destroy the whole planet. Their idea is like, if we can't have it, no one can, so we'll just burn the whole thing and turn it to like a planet like Mars where you can only live underground. It's just like not that cool, you know? So that's the real side, but the true reality life is, it's just pure and sincere and it's invisible. So you got to learn to see that invisible isness that supports all life, you know? And it's a real adventure. It can be hard at times in creation because you got cause and effect and just always going this way and that way. But when you just keep going and paying attention, it's a real adventure, you know. And I've been, like I said, into the future timelines, and I'm just trying to make sure it gets where it can go so that it can create a real benefit, which is what you're trying to do. I'm trying to assist you on the different timelines on the real side. And yeah, I can see that you guys are deciding a wonderful, real adventure. So, yeah, it can be quite cool. Even in creation here, if you've got a pure intent and you see the useness. Yeah.
And Bob, I also noticed with human element, like you say, like Bluey mentioned, they are invested in their ideas and thinking a little bit too much. They think their thoughts, their ideas are real, that in fact these are just tools for use to wake up with, because the unknown, the isness, the reality that really is, well, This is another element here, that we use ideas and thinking. But humans are so attached to these ideas and thinking that they get sidetracked. They keep coming back for more because they are so attached to them. But like I say, like I see, is these are just tools to use to see more. If they do not want to see more, they will be stuck in their ideas. And ideas and thinking are okay. Don't get me wrong, Bob. These are okay. I'm not negating these things. But what I notice with humans, they think too much. They are indoctrinated into these systems and ideas that the controllers have created for humans. And humans are like sheep, Bob. They're like they followers to any public image or news event, and it goes nowhere, Bob. And I know Bluey sees this too. See, Bluey and I are from a detached, or you know, we see things from planetary, bigger planetary galactic level. So we see things from a bigger perspective, Bob. And this is in somewhat of advantage, because most humans are one-dimensional. They only see one reality, and they think this is it, and they have promises of heaven. They have promises of, oh, money and different things, places to go. But actually, reality is now. It's here and now.
I'm seeing I just got a picture of an idea. Maybe this might throw some light on what you're saying. Is all these ideas that people are brought up in on Earth, all the different religions, all the businesses, and all these different things, that all these ideas that are on Earth, like, you know, become a Christian and go to heaven, and, you know, and all this stuff, or be a Buddhist and get Nirvana and all this. To me, it just occurred to me, it's much like a grocery store, or correction, not a grocery store, but more like a clothing store. If you go into a huge clothing store, they have clothes all over the place. They have different colors, different sizes, and you can wander around in the store, and eventually you'll come across a set of clothes that fits you just perfectly. And that set of clothes is like the ideas that you believe in. You think, wow, man, I found just the right thing for me. I found the perfect wear, and I can turn my life all around this set of clothes. But what you're saying is we need to get out of the clothes store and go outside and realize that's where reality is. Get away from the clothes store. Get away from all these ideas that we've bought into, and realize there's a lot more to life than just that one compartment. Is that kind of like an idea of what you're saying?
Yes, Bob, yes. I've been in Target. I've been in Macy's. I've been in Emporium. I've been in Sears when it was around. These are okay. It's okay to go to clothes stores, but you're right. There must be a time when we realize or recognize that clothes stores are just temporary. You could say they are lifetimes we live. But eventually, we have the opportunity to move on to more, to see more than the clothes store idea, to for this comfort and safety and security idea of these ideas that people are so programmed to believe in. So it's true. It's true, Bob. I see it too. We see it from a galactic level. Now, this is an opportunity for me to learn too, Bob. Bluey, I wanted to ask, I know he's associated with the elementals, I believe, I see. So I wanted to ask Bluey, how are the nature spirits reacting to what's going on Earth? Are they doing anything? Are they upset? Can they do anything? Or are they, what is going on with the nature spirits, Bluey? Do you have access to this information?
Yeah, thanks. So they're kind of like the new presentation, you know. They're doing everything they can to support the all-natural environment, you know. They don't quite have the same recognition of the isness, but they see what makes sense with the all-natural environment, and so they're doing what they can. But if they get more agreement from the humans, you know, they can do more. And that agreement is simply acknowledging what makes sense and acknowledging that they're even there. You know, most people are so dumbed down, literal and boring and business-like. They don't even know about the fairies and the gnomes and these cool little creatures that are doing their bit every day to help your food grow and, you know, keep the air pure for you to breathe. And it's getting pretty hard for them to do their job right now. There's a good movie called Tinkerbell, and it explains what the fairies do pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Lily, yes, duh, yeah. This makes sense to many people and to the nature people as well. Now, I'm associated, and I know you are too, with the Rainforest Program projects in Baja, Mexico. Wonderful worldwide educators planning and pursuing rainforest reforestation, afforestation projects. Now, let me read from website for people here to see. It's turfclub.club, turfclub.club. It reads here, we are universal survivors, as are the birds and animals who do not harm the all-natural environment supporting everyone here. It is more than makes sense to us that each person on this planet Earth should be more than willing to support what actually supports everyone here, instead of having an attitude of ingratitude. And Bob, that's why we're here. That's why the visitor and Bluey are here, to help make sense of planet Earth. And basically, Bob, it's survival. It's so simple. Why are people so, they don't see it? I don't understand, Bob, why they don't see it. It's survival. Why would they be killing themselves by killing air, food, and water? Their survival. It's perplexing, Bob, from the galactic level.
Yeah, Sandy would like to say something. She has a neat experience she wants to share.
This has got to do with the environment and the elementals. And it was a couple weeks ago, I was walking my little dog outside, and I thought it would be interesting and good to sing the new you to everything in the yard. And so I started with the granite. Our house is built on granite, as is most of the houses in this area. They actually have to dynamite it out to build a house. And so I thought for a good foundation, I would start singing New You to the granite. And as I did, it started singing or humming it back to me. And so I moved on down the lawn, and I sang New You to the trees until I heard them sing it back. And then I sang it to the flowers. I have a lot of wildflowers we have a little forest behind our house. And it used to be bigger, but they decided to build apartments. But that being said, I have a little patch of it back there. We don't use any pesticides or any weed killers or anything that would harm the environment at all. So it's pretty wild and natural back there. And I have wild daisies and black-eyed Susans that decided to make an appearance one day. And so I sang to them the new you. And the sun started peeking out from the clouds, I should say. And on a daisy, I saw a fairy. And her iridescent wings just sparkled in the sunlight. And so I sang the new you not only to her but the flower. And they joined in. They joined in singing the new you. And I happened to glance down the lawn. We have some rocks left over from the granite and that lined something. And I happened to see a little gnome sitting on there. He had little beige pants on with suspenders and a little green jacket. And he had kind of a smooshy little beige hat on top of his head. So I walked over to him and talked about the new you and then sang new you to him. And he started singing it. And I did the same to the grass. And all we have weeds. We have a, it's really interesting, we have a Mediterranean thistle that showed up in the yard. And my growing up, my grandmother had thistles, but they were always a blue globe flower on the end. This is a pink flower, pink fuchsia color. And but they're growing like 6 feet high in a part in the little forest back there. And so I sang New You to them, and they joined in. And all of a sudden, I heard my whole yard humming and singing the New You. So it was a really pretty experience there. And one of the other things I wanted to add, what you were talking about before, this morning as I'm walking around the house, and I have, I'm just doing the personal stuff with the personal self that we sometimes have to put up with. I started hearing Christmas music. Okay, there's nothing on. Neighbors aren't blaring. They don't blare any radio or anything. And I'm getting, where is this coming from? And all of a sudden I see this band, this subconscious band around the earth. And they are starting to broadcast Christmas music into our subconscious already. So they got plans. And the way to escape this is to get to the real side, to sing new you and become more aware and find out what is real. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandy. That was wonderful. And while Sandy was saying all that, I was reminded, you know, when we were little kids, we used to watch those Walt Disney 3D color cartoons and movies. And at the time, Walt Disney presented these, like, fairylands where all the trees talked and everybody got along wonderful and everybody was, there was tremendous harmony. Everything was absolutely wonderful. It was just a fairyland. The sky was beautiful. There were beautiful rainbows and beautiful flowers everywhere, and all the people worked together, and everything was absolutely wonderful. Life was wonderful. All the animals were wonderful. Everybody had their pets that were wonderful, and it was a time of great delight and beauty, and actually even to the point of wonder. And that's the new presentation. That's what we're trying to show people, that to get in harmony with the environment, restore that beauty, that dream that we had when we were kids. And that's the way life should be. And when you do the new you, you're helping us work toward restoring that on this planet. And so you compare our dreams and all those beautiful visions we had when we were kids and compare that to life today, where the reptilians are destroying the environment, the military's doing chemtrails, and all this stuff that's going on this planet. Just, it's just absolutely no comparison whatsoever. And so we invite all our listeners to sing New You, see the way things really are, and we ask everybody to join in and step up and return the planet to the beauty that it was intended to be in the first place. So, Val, are you still there, Val?
Hi, yes, I am, Bob.
So, Val, would you like to make some more comments about your program and how you're, I mean, the forest, the rainforest and the Baja and all that you're doing, that's just one small step. But we need people worldwide to step up and stop ruining the environment and start putting it back to like a tropical paradise again. Could you share some more with that with everybody?
Sure. I think people have to. They have to ask themselves, are they going to stay with what they've known, which even on a, well, basically a subconscious level, they know it's not going right here on Earth, or they get to take the risk and see more, and that's where we come in. And we're making it really easy for people by starting with the natural environment, because this is something they can relate to. So it's nothing far out or weird or spiritual, which is okay to be spiritual and religious, but we're not going there. We're going with what makes sense here, so people can understand this and relate to it. So the projects are something that they can participate in right now, and with whatever skills they have or what knowledge or people they know. Now, the project overview here, give you an idea. The wonderful worldwide environmental educators support the all-natural environment, supporting everyone. Now, this is important here because it's a relationship. We support each other. It's not, we're not off someplace on the mountain doing our thing. We're actually participating as a community to support each other. And that makes sense, because then things will get done. Our real focus is always with what is naturally occurring on this planet Earth. It is the people that must save the natural environment. We are into everything that makes sense with being free with the whole of life. There are no restrictions. Aha, there are no restrictions. That's new. So how many people have been indoctrinated to think that restrictions are a way of life? Well, things, if they want to become more aware, they got to get over that. So there are no restrictions with the all-natural environment in what could be thought of as the natural order of things when there is no interference involved. And hey, people are interfering in our lives, the cabal, the elites, the controllers. We have every right to do something about that. And I'm not talking about violence or anything like that, but just we have, with the awareness that we have, we can offset a lot of things that are going on. And if there's enough agreement here on the planet, we can do a lot. With what the natural order of things when there is no interference involved, with what has taken place over many decades of interference with the natural environment, the natural order of things is not the same. And this is why we, wonderful worldwide educators, are here now doing something wonderful for everyone. And we have many projects planned and are doing right now as well. It's a matter of agreement to get them going. One thing, like you mentioned and I mentioned and has been mentioned, are the rainforests. And these will be planted. Trees will be planted in permaculture-type communities. You know, whoever wants to come in that has the technology, with the technology, the green, the safe, the clean energy-type programs that are out there, they'll come into these communities and show people that there's more, what makes sense with how people live with the earth. They'll show people, they'll demonstrate this to others, and they'll catch on, and these communities will grow all through the world. So this is just one image that I can give you that how things could be here. But it takes agreement, it takes people stepping up and doing something, being courageous enough to step out of their own ideas of things and agreements with the controllers and doing something real. And that's basically, we're here to provide the support for these people. Because there are people out there like that want to do something, but they don't know what to do. They're kind of stuck with what they got to work with. So we're here to if nothing else, to provide the opportunity for them to step out of their ritualistic, routine, boring life that they've come to know here, and to see something more wonderful in their life.
Well, thank you, Val. And we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and it's been wonderful so far, and your visitors have shared some really wonderful information. We do have quite a few listeners in, and at this time I'd like to offer anybody that's listening in or tuned in, if they have like to make any comments or ask any questions to our two visitors or anybody else, please step in and feel free to speak.
This is Claudie in Texas. I have a question, please.
Okay. Well, thank you, Claudie. Please go ahead.
Yes. To either the visitor or Mr. Bluey, when you sing this new you, does it stop the bad aliens from attacking us?
Yeah, I can answer that. So really what it does is it brings in the real connection to the real reality, the true reality life is. And it's like a new, we call it the new wave or the new energy. And these dark entities, they can't stand that purity. And so they'll just leave. They can't stand it at all. It's just that simple. You know, it's like Sandy's experience when she's singing the new you to the natural environment. It responds and it sings that because it loves that vibration, that energy of the new you. But these dark entities, they can't stand that. They'll go somewhere else because there's so many other places where people will agree to their tap lining ideas. So, yeah, it's wonderful. It's so cool. And when you start to see this, you can start to see how this physical reality that people think is so dense, and it is, but, you know, the other levels that are more fluid are really just right there too. And you can start to perceive them. Like Sandy's experience, just simply singing the new you bring in the true reality, the natural environment responds, and it's so wonderful, it's so cool, and people can start having these fantasy-like experiences because whatever you can imagine already is, and then as you really start to see it and perceive it, it comes into this physical reality too.
And Miss Claudie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. To add to this wonderful explanation, the new you is you can understand it maybe above their awareness. The bad guys. They don't relate to it. So what happens is they react to it. But go away, go away. They don't want it because there's nothing they can relate to it. They can't control it. They can't manipulate it. They can't do their evil deeds with it. There's nothing they can understand with it. So they go away and you have your wonderful beingness. You can be wonderful like who you are. And they do not associate with you. It's very, very clean, very pure and sincere, and it's real. The main thing is real, and it is what it is. And these evil peoples, no, they go away. They go away, go, go, go. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. So this is not violence. It's just go away, go away, go away.
Mr. Visitor, one more question. Mr. Bluey mentioned the word tap line. What is a tap line?
Well, tap line very interesting here because everybody is tap lined. I see on the real side everybody is tap lined. Everybody has basically attachments to different ideas. Again, we come back to ideas and thinking and feeling too. We haven't mentioned feelings too. Attachments to feelings. These are all like little strings or little ropes, or how you humans say, little connections to things that are really not for their benefit at all. They keep them stuck to certain controlling factors which are not to their benefit. It's very simple. There's different ways to describe top lines, but they are basically not to your advantage. It's something that people must wake up to see. And then when they see these top lines, these attachments that they have created for themselves through agreement, they just drop them. They just go away. You don't have to suffer or stress or struggle. You see these top lines, these agreements, and they drop. They're no more. They go, but go away. Go away. It's like the bad germs. They go away. Now, maybe my friend here, Comrade Bluey, Mr. Bluey, has another view, too, with top lines. Do you, Mr. Blue?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mr. V. Yeah, tap line's interesting. Everybody's really got them, and you can see them on the real sign. And it's like in the Matrix. That's a really good representation that people can relate to. I even heard the Matrix is back in the movies to celebrate the 20th anniversary. It's a bit funny, but you know, anyone that hasn't seen it should watch it online or in the movies now. And yeah, you got these tap lines, they're like in people's back and necks, and everybody's got pain in their back and their neck, and they don't realize that it's being caused from the astral realm. And by seeing in the new you, you can see what these tap lines are, and then you can simply let go of your agreement to what is holding on to that attachment, and then let it go, and you can be free of that restriction, and it's so cool. Yeah, I see people do it all the time. You can go to YouTube, and you can type in tap lining, and there are lots of people that have made videos talking about how they got rid of their tap lines, and it's great. It's really, really cool stuff.
Well, thank you very much. Any other guests wish to step in and make a comment or ask a question?
Hello,
hi.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ariana, and I wanted to mention, if I got a minute or two, about the elementals, that since I was 3 years old, I've seen the Undines, and they were in my crib, and I thought they were little fishes, and I knew they came in from my dream. And I asked my mom to remove them, and she didn't get up. I knew she couldn't see them, so I used my imagination to have them leave. And then I guess, I don't know if I saw them, but I remember seeing them as an adult in my dreams, all different sized fishes all the time. And I always loved looking in the ponds at fish, you know, on the reeds, moving around, or in aquariums. I find them so interesting. And years ago, I have a lady friend who was living here in the physical who told me that she had been in a path before, and the leader was a woman who said she could see the elementals and the fire elementals, which I guess is a salamander. And when there was a fire, she would contact the the water elementals and have to put the fire out, which is a matter of control. And but if you're using the new UU and just putting out love in a situation of fire, I'm thinking, I wonder if the undines, the water elementals, would come in and put out the fire. Hopefully it wouldn't stimulate the fire elementals to grow more, because whenever there's a fire, even if it's miles from my home, I can't breathe, and my breathing is already suffering with all the pollution and everything. So anyone have any comments on that?
Well, thank you, Ariana.
Yes,
yeah,
go,
please,
ahead,
yeah.
Ariana.
Go ahead.
Real quick, all these elementals, you know, they had to move their awareness basically to the astral because people, you know, they're so scared, and their awareness didn't want them to be around. They didn't want to see them, so they pretty much had to go to the astral. But when people start to open up their awareness to see these things, they can see them. And it's very cool that you do and you have, so thanks for sharing. It's wonderful because when you share these experiences, it can open up other people's experiences and their views so they can see more too. And so that's really cool.
You know, that's a really wonderful point that, you know, we tend to get locked into just thinking life revolves around the human species. But there are so many other species of life here on this planet, and that's in the physical. And then we have a whole species on the astral plane that most of us don't even see or not even aware of. And if we do the new you sessions and start becoming more aware, then we'll be able to see the all of life, that there is so much more beauty to be seen if we would just open our awareness to all that. So we're running out of time. I got time for maybe one more question. Anybody want to step in and make a comment?
Hello. I suggest everyone start singing the new you and pay attention to their dreams. That's all I have to say.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. Yeah, let me remind everybody that when you sing new UU and you call on the real guides, they will oftentimes answer any questions, or if you want them to show you something, maybe show you your tap lines and all this, they often do it in the dream state, and that's a wonderful point that you made. Thank you very much for that. All right, got 1 minute left. Anybody else?
Well, Bob, speaking of species, I know you support a different species here on Earth. These are the children. These are like different species because they are the sincere, pure ones. And I know you and others here support the children because they are the future. And when we provide real guidance and real education, oh, what a wonderful world we will have, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting thing. I think most people, most parents will realize that when their kids are old enough to talk up until they're poisoned with vaccination, can actually see the real side of life. And, and they try to share that with their parents, and their parents oftentimes that are unaware think the kids are nuts. But the truth of the fact is the parents are nuts and the kids are right. So that's a very, very wonderful point you made there, and that they are our future. Well, it's time to end the program, everybody. I thank everybody, for all the listeners for listening in and everybody for participating. And even my dog is saying hello in the background over there. So I'd like to finish the show. There's too many people on the name. I don't know the names of everybody. But I would like to end the show by everybody singing New UU, and then we'll end the show. And so everybody can unmute their phones. And on the count of three, I'd like everybody join me in singing New UU once or twice. and then I'll end the program. Thank you very much. Okay, one, two, three. New everybody, and we'll talk to you at our next show. Thank you very much for participating. I know.
Thank you, Bob.
Yay.